local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Good afternoon. Happy Tuesday. It's 4:12 here in News Radio 92.3. I'm Joe and Gracie alongside. It's Pensacola Right Now, where your texts are always welcome. You can chime in, give us tips on the roads if you have them, or just weigh in on anything that we talk about. The number is 437-1620. And right now, we do have some rough weather out there right now. It's supposed to clear out here before too long, but with the Channel 3 going a little bit late there, we will get an update on the roads. Yesterday, Gracie, the trouble spot was down in Gulf Breeze along 3 Mile Bridge, and today looks like it's I-10.
Oh, yep. That is going to be due to the weather that's coming through right now, so extremely slow-moving traffic on I-10 all throughout Pensacola. That's going to be in both directions, but it gets pretty heavy if you're heading westbound in between Pine Forest and I-110, and as well as right near the Florida-Alabama border on I-10. Both directions are pretty slow moving right now. This is going to be due to the rain, so hopefully when the rain moves out, it will clear up, but just use some caution with the wet roads. We're going to get a quick weather update from Alan Strom on WEAR.
Hold on a second. Nope. Not quite yet. Not quite ready for that. We got him late today.
So. Okay, well, we're experiencing heavy rain right now throughout Pensacola. It's 77 in Pensacola, 77 in Pensacola, 78 in Milton, and 77 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic and weather together right here on News Radio 92.3.
And we start with our top three stories. Number one, according to Fox News, Governor Ron DeSantis will announce his presidential bid tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock our time, and he'll do it on Twitter. An unconventional way there in a conversation with Elon Musk.
And former President Trump's New York criminal case is going to go to trial next March. Trump has pleaded not guilty to all 34 felony counts related to the alleged hush money to pay off adult film star Stormy Daniels.
And here locally, the Florida Highway Patrol says a 29-year-old Marine in critical condition this afternoon following a head-on crash along Gulf Beach Highway this afternoon. Much has been made about safety issues along that stretch, Gulf Beach Highway, and happened near a construction site when the driver of a Dodge Ram couldn't see oncoming traffic as construction equipment was blocking his vision. And a 29-year-old Marine who is riding a motorcycle now critically injured and hospitalized this afternoon. Other local headlines of note, hearing from Mayor D.C. Reeves today. City of Pensacola talked about the Malcolm Young Gym, and the smart money is that the gym has seen its last days being open for activities, but the question now is what to do with it.
You know, we are in a sustainable housing crisis. Is there something that the city can do in terms of partnership with that? We haven't had any substantive conversations around that yet, but those are the things that we'll start exploring.
And Reeve says the building is essentially totaled as it sits is significantly less than what it would cost to get it functional again. A sure sign of summer, beach trolleys are back on Pensacola Beach starting Friday. They're operated by ECAT and running daily from 4 until midnight through Labor Day on September 4th. Also, the National Park Service says the Pensacola Bay Ferry is adding Friday stops to the Fort Pickens area. The ferry started back on March 4th, and they will now have Friday and Saturday service to Fort Pickens, downtown Pensacola, and Pensacola Beach. Statewide, of course, the big news is that Governor DeSantis will announce his presidential bid tomorrow evening. Gracie, what else is happening in the Sunshine State?
Well, Disney is planning to lay off thousands of workers. According to CNN, a third round of layoffs is underway, and those impacted are going to be notified this week. It's suspected that over 2,500 employees will lose their job, and this is not known how this is going to affect where the employees are, if it's going to be based in Central Florida or just nationally. But when complete, the third round of layoffs is going to impact 7,000 employees.
A new justice on the Florida Supreme Court today. Meredith Sasso was appointed to the high court by Governor DeSantis. She currently serves as the chief judge on the Florida 6th District Court of Appeals. She will be the seventh woman to serve on the state Supreme Court. More state headlines right after a local check of the roads and weather with Alan Strum this time.
Awesome. So our roads are looking good, except for I-10. This is going to be due to the heavy weather that's coming through. So all throughout Pensacola, I-10 is going to be moving slow in both directions. The heaviness of it is going to be in between Pine Forest and I-110 in the westbound direction. Expect some slowdowns there and just use a lot of caution while this rain is coming through. We're going to get a quick update from Alan Strum on WEAR for our weather.
The weather might be cooling down a little bit overnight as well as throughout the day Wednesday. Look for low temperatures overnight to be down in the 60s. There is still a chance a shower or a thunderstorm pops up through tonight and a little bit of a chance for one on Wednesday, but the clouds should clear out and high temperatures are probably going to be just around 80 degrees. And for this time of the year, that is a bit cooler than normal. The rest of the week and the Memorial Day weekend look dry and mainly sunny. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks, Alan. It's thunderstorming right now in Pensacola, 77 in Pensacola, 77 in Milton, and 76 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. In other state headlines, a little more of a hint that Governor DeSantis is going to be running for president. Governor DeSantis is sporting a new Twitter handle. DeSantis has dropped the FL in his Twitter handle and is now just Ron DeSantis, and his wife, Casey, did the same, removed Florida from her Twitter handle.
Another federal lawsuit being filed against the governor today. Actually, just the one. There's also another travel advisory. I'll get to that in a moment. But this one was filed by Orlando's Hamburger Mary's restaurant. The restaurant is known for hosting family-friendly drag show performances, and they're suing over the recent law that restricts drag show performances where children are present. And before national news, the largest LGBTQ plus rights organization is now joining other civil rights groups in issuing a travel advisory. The Human Rights Campaign says that newly passed bills and policies may pose risks to minorities, immigrants, and gay travelers. Of course, over the weekend, the NAACP put out a travel advisory, and last week, the United Latin American Citizens did the same.
In national headlines, more details are coming out involving the crash with the U-Haul truck outside the White House last night. Witnesses say that the driver rammed into the barricades on the north side of Lafayette Square twice shortly before 10 p.m. local time, sending people scrambling as they realized it was no accident. It was a 19-year-old from Missouri, was quickly arrested and is facing a long list of federal charges.
President Biden issuing an emergency declaration today as a super typhoon is rapidly approaching the U.S. territory of Guam. Residents in coastal, low-lying, and flood-prone areas have been ordered to evacuate to higher elevations as the storm has been upgraded to a Cat 4.
And the final approval has been given for the new red flag law in Michigan with signature of Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Michigan began the second state in a week after Minnesota enacted the law to keep guns away from people deemed at a risk of hurting others or themselves.
420 here at News Radio 92.3. We'll take a break. And coming up later this hour, we're going to be joined by Davis Wood, the Escambia County Public Information Officer for Public Safety. Had another beach rescue out there near Portofino today. So we'll hear from him what the county is doing and gearing up for the busy Memorial Day weekend. Right now, though, we'll take a break. Come back. More sports headlines, including a look at LeBron James, who says he may not be coming back to the game of basketball. More on that coming up. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follow-up.
437-1620 is the text number. You can text us in at any time to let us know your thoughts, your news tips, your traffic tips. As today looks like we're dealing with a little bit of an issue on I-10. We'll get more on that here in just a matter of seconds. If you missed it, the top stories today, Governor Ron DeSantis, according to Fox News, is set to announce his presidential bid tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock our time. Assuming that is the case, you can count on us to carry that live for you. He's going to be doing it in a bit of an unconventional way, in a Twitter conversation with Elon Musk. Of course, you know, usually we just saw Tim Scott do this, where he, you know, will do an announcement at his hometown or a university campus or something like that. President Biden, in announcing his reelection, just did a video release, but Governor Ron DeSantis is electing to do it verbally over Twitter in a conversation with Elon Musk. So we'll just have to wait and see. Again, we will carry that live, assuming it happens at 5 o'clock tomorrow. 425, now get a local check of the roads and our weather together. Gracie?
Well, our as Joe said, we're having some issues on I-10. This is going to be due to weather, heavy weather going over Pensacola right now, and it is causing slowdowns on I-10 in both directions, especially over Escambia Bay Bridge, and if you're heading westbound towards 29 from I-110, expect some slowdowns there. We also have an accident off of Gulf Beach, on South Fairfield Drive. This is going to be just north of 98, right near the Circle K, so expect some slowdowns there as well. Taking a look at weather, it is thunderstorming right now in Pensacola with a low of 66 for tonight. We do have 80 to 50% chance of thunderstorms. Going to decrease throughout the rest of the evening. Again, it's 77 in Pensacola and raining. It's 77 in Milton and 76 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic and weather together. Also, make sure to be listening for Pensacola Right Now and Pensacola Morning News for a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Laser Invasion at the Sanger Theater, a warp-driven laser ride through space and time. Laser Invasion is guaranteed to boldly take you to where you've never been before.
A lot of speculation around the world of sports today on what the future may hold for LeBron James. This after his comments post-game after the Lakers were swept by the Nuggets.
We'll see what happens going forward. But I don't know. I got a lot to think about, to be honest. Just for me personally, going forward with the game of basketball, got a lot to think about.
So he is saying that retirement is not off the table. A lot of people are surmising that this is just a way for him to kind of prod the Lakers to build up the team a little more. He has said for years now that his goal is to play one season with his son, Bronny James, who will be going to USC as a freshman next year. He has become a much better recruit than I think a lot of people thought. Now, whether he is an NBA prospect after one season, that remains to be seen. But LeBron has said that his desire is to play with his son for at least one season. And so yeah, we'll just have to wait and see. Of course, his draft mate, Carmelo Anthony, retired yesterday after 19 seasons. LeBron just finished season number 20. He's 38 years old, and so we'll just have to wait and see what his offseason looks like and if he's back for a 21st season in the NBA. Looking ahead to tonight, 7:30 on TNT, we've got Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Miami Heat looking to sweep the Boston Celtics. They're at home. Also, 7 o'clock on ESPN and the NHL, Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals. The Golden Knights of Vegas lead the Stars 2-0. In Major League Baseball today, national television for the Atlanta Braves taking on the LA Dodgers at home. That starts at 6:20 on TBS. The Rays still hosting the Blue Jays. That starts at 5:40. And the Marlins out at Colorado taking on the Rockies at 7:40. Buffalo Bills taking it slow with DeMar Hamlin. The team is going through voluntary OTAs this week. And while Hamlin is in the building working out, he's not practicing. He was cleared to resume football activities last month. And locally, UWF men's golf team is currently competing in the NCAA Division II championships in Ohio. They moved up 3 spots in the team standings during today's second round. I believe they are now in 4th. The top 8 teams after tomorrow will advance to medal and match play. So continued good luck to the UWF men's golf team. I didn't realize that they're apparently pretty good going into the Division II championships. They were, I believe, the top-ranked men's golf team in Division II. So
UWF has a lot of hidden like talents.
Oh yeah,
the tennis team's awesome. The golf team's awesome. Cross country is really good. So
and the football team, by the way, is not bad either.
Yeah, exactly. So no, it's not just football. They have some hidden gems in there too.
Well, I mean, it would make sense that a school in this area of the country would be good athletically. I mean, you got the nice weather all year round.
Yep.
I would surmise that 19-year-old athletes don't mind going to school in a place that's 10 miles away from the best beaches in the country. So it would make sense that that is the case. Right now it is 4:30. We've got Fox News Update coming up, and we'll be back with more national world headlines and local headlines as well. Gracie?
And Bands on the Beach is canceled for tonight. So it was supposed to be Jordan Chase, but it is canceled. So no Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back right after this Fox News update in Your Money Now.
It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. I'm Joe Gracie alongside, and 4:36 right now. We have Davis Wood on the line to talk about beach safety, as we are not only just a few days away from peak hurricane season, but peak tourism season right around the corner. Before we do that, we'll go to check of the roads and weather together. Gracie, how's it looking out there?
Well, I-10 is still extremely slow moving right now. This is going to be due to weather, especially over the Escambia Bay Bridge heading eastbound into Santa Rosa County. Expect some slowdowns. If you do see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Let's get a quick look at weather from Alan Strum.
Heading through tonight, there's still a chance a shower or a thunderstorm will pop up, and overnight lows will be falling down into the 60s. So a slight cool down is headed our way now during the day on Wednesday. Look for some cloud cover in the skies and sun at times. If we end up with more clouds, we may only have a high of about 80 degrees. There's a little bit of a chance a shower still pops up on Wednesday, but the rest of the week and the Memorial Day weekend look dry and mostly sunny. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It is raining in Pensacola right now, 77 in Pensacola, 77 in Milton, and 76 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
So we go to the phone now. Davis Wood is the Public Safety Public Information Officer for Escambia County. And Davis, we are approaching Memorial Day now, and the only thing hotter in the state of Florida than the Gulf temperatures is the Tampa Bay Rays bats.
Oh, I always love it when you start an interview like this. Yes, the Tampa Bay Rays, fresh off their victory yesterday, off to a great start. However, you know, it's a long season, and I am enjoying what we're seeing right now. The bats are on fire, which was something we did not have last year, especially when we limped our way into the postseason. And then you carry that over to fantastic starting pitching. The one weakness is the bullpen. We can shore up the bullpen. We do have some injuries. We're going to be hitting on all cylinders like we were to start the year when we had that undefeated streak. But loving what I'm seeing right now. Long way to go. Hoping we can keep up the momentum.
Also, our token Tampa Bay Rays fan. I believe at last check, he is the only one in the Escambia County metro area, but that's why we have you on to talk Rays baseball. So, Davis, we've had a rough stretch here in the last couple of months. Obviously, out at Perdido Key, we had that tragic incident out there. Sounds like there was another water rescue today. What's the latest? What do we know on what happened out at the beach today?
So approximately after 1:30 this afternoon, we did receive a call regarding a swimmer that had been unconscious and was around the shoreline, and beachgoers had located this person and brought them back in. My understanding was this patient was not very far off, didn't require much of a swim to go out and retrieve this person, but they were quickly brought back in, but were unconscious. So CPR was performed by bystanders until lifeguards were able to come on scene. Escambia County EMS and Fire Rescue also came on to the beach to provide assistance, and this patient was transported to an area hospital by Escambia County EMS.
You talked about the lifeguard, and, you know, one of the common themes throughout these water rescues, at least recently, has been is that, unfortunately, they've just been in areas where lifeguards haven't been present. And I know, you know, with Commissioner Burgosh has kind of undertaken out in Perdido Key, trying to see if we can't get some lifeguard towers up over that way. But on Pensacola Beach, I know that Memorial Day is really the first weekend of the year where we will see fully staffed towers throughout the day. So curious to know, we've had a few lifeguard tryouts over the last few months. We've kind of got, I would assume, a full staff of lifeguards ready to go this summer.
We do have our staff prepared and ready to go. We brought on a number of brand new lifeguards as well as returning lifeguards, because many of our lifeguards, those that aren't working year round, they're students, whether they are in high school or in college, they're students. And so we bring those students back on to work the summer until we get back to a slower portion of the year. And then, as you had mentioned, beginning Memorial Day weekend, we will begin staffing the Gulf Islands National Seashore with our Pensacola Beach lifeguards. And, of course, there will be a lot of festivities going on during Memorial Day weekend, and we're certainly going to be monitoring those situations. We, of course, welcome the crowds, and we're excited to have a fun weekend, but we also want to make sure we're safe while we're at it. So, of course, adhere to any beach safety tips that you may see, and just because there might be a green flag flying that day, there's always a risk of some kind for rip current. So make sure that you understand what a rip current is, which is a channel of water that can pull you out. At some point, a rip current will end. So if you do find yourself caught in a rip current, it is advised that you don't try and fight it, but rather try and swim parallel to get out of it, or allow it to pull you out. And eventually that rip current will end. And then swim parallel to shore to bring yourself back in. That'll conserve your energy and give you the best opportunity to safely get back to shore. So with this busy weekend coming up and the busy summer months ahead, we just want to make sure that we stress that beach safety is our number one priority when you're out there, and understand what it is you can expect when you're out there, and just know that even on a green flag, there could still be a rip current out there. So just be aware and understand what to do if you were to find yourself in one.
Hey, it's Pensacola right now. We're talking with Davis Wood, Public Information Officer for the Escambia County's Public Safety Department. And Davis, I wanted to talk about safety away from the water out at the beach. And I'm going to kind of tell on myself here for a minute. I was out at the beach for the first time in several months just last week. And it was after work, you know, just getting dinner out there. But I was kind of taken aback. You know, if you're not out at the beach regularly, and especially now as we're into the warmer months, it can kind of jump out at you, you know, just how many pedestrians are around. You've got the crosswalks that just kind of light up instantaneously. And you just have to have a lot of extra caution as you're driving, because if it's not something that you're not used to, it can really give you a spook a little bit. And that's kind of what happened to me out there. But just talk about, you know, we're obviously going to see an increase in foot traffic. A lot more people are out there. And we've also got the trolleys that are going to be coming back this weekend.
Oh, that's right. Yes. In fact, today, the Santa Rosa Island Authority, is in collaboration with Escambia County Area Transit, will be returning the free beach trolley service. That's always a very popular option, even amongst locals. Yours truly, my family and I, we enjoy using the beach trolley just for fun, just to enjoy a nice cruise around the beach. But like you mentioned, pedestrian traffic is going to be heavy, especially as we are around the Blue Angels weekend in July. Shortly after July 4th is when the Blue Angels will be performing at Pensacola Beach, and we will have a very high volume of pedestrian traffic around that time. So one thing we want drivers to understand is at these designated crosswalks, those are yield to pedestrian crosswalks. So if you do have people who are wanting to cross the road, you are obligated to brake, allow the pedestrian to cross the road. There are even safety lights, or if it were at nighttime, the pedestrian can press a button. It'll light up some lights to blink, and let a driver know that someone is trying to safely cross the roadway. So we encourage drivers, as well as pedestrians, just anytime you're going to be crossing the roadway, especially in a place where it's designated for a pedestrian to cross, use extreme caution. Make sure that the driver is stopping and allowing you to walk through, because you can't read what's going on in someone's mind, whether they're walking or driving. So make sure that you have an understanding that a car is stopping and they're walking through. And then as a driver, when you're driving along and you see someone that might be trying to cross the road, and especially at a pedestrian crosswalk, stop. We can avoid a lot of incidents that way.
Talking with Davis Wood, our public information officer with the Escambia County Public Safety. Davis, we got to run. We appreciate the time as always, sir, and I'm sure we will talk soon.
Of course, Joe. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yes, sir. That was, again, Davis Wood with the Escambia County Public Information Office. 4:45 right now. We will get a check of the roads and first warning weather together.
Well, we are still seeing some slow-moving traffic right now. That's going to be on I-10 in both directions due to this rain moving through. Expect slowdowns, especially over Escambia Bay Bridge. Expect some slowdowns there as well, and in just both directions heading westbound towards Pine Forest. If you see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, we do have thunderstorms all throughout our area right now. It is 77 in Pensacola with a low of 66 for tonight, 77 in Milton, and 76 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Today's top three stories, according to Fox News, Governor Ron DeSantis will be announcing his presidential bid tomorrow evening at 5 our time, and an unconventional way that he will do that, supposedly in a Twitter conversation with Elon Musk. Assuming that is the case, 5 o'clock tomorrow, we will carry that live for you. Former President Trump's New York criminal case will go to trial next March. Trump had pleaded not guilty to all 34 felony counts related to alleged hush money paid to adult film star Stormy Daniels. He appeared virtually in court today, where that court date was announced. And a locally 29-year-old Marine critically injured in a crash along Gulf Beach Highway, a head-on crash. FHP says the other driver, a Dodge Ram, was cited for failure to yield. And, of course, just talked beach safety with Davis Wood there. We had one water rescue out on Pensacola Beach over by Portofino today. Gracie, looking at some business notes here, we've talked about this a little bit over the past couple of weeks. There's been legislation issued regarding AM radios, and one major car manufacturer is reversing course.
Yes, thank you to Ford. We appreciate you. Brand new Ford vehicles are going to have AM radios installed. Ford CEO Jim Farley is reversing the course, posting on social media that the company has recognized the importance of AM broadcast radio as a part of emergency alert system, and it's going to include all 2024 Ford and Lincoln models.
Apple today launching a multi-billion dollar agreement to develop 5G components in the U.S. The tech giant is joining forces with Broadcom, and the parts will be designed and built in various American hubs, including in Colorado, where Broadcom has a facility.
And Target stores are reversing some of their marketing right now. So Southern Target stores were forced by corporation to move the LGBTQ Pride merchandise away from the front of their locations in some of these stores. This is after customers were outraged to avoid a Bud Light situation. Many Target locations across the company are featuring June Pride Month displays on an annual basis, but the retail's movement has been criticized by some conservatives for the display, with children items being particularly what is irking the customers.
Prince Harry losing his legal bid against the UK government over their refusal to allow him to pay for personal police protection for himself and his family when he's in the country. When Harry and Meghan gave up their roles as working royals back in 2020, they no longer qualified for citizen-paid special police protection. And I guess the government says that you can't even pay for that on your own. So I guess it's probably just a private security firm that Harry and Meghan will have to go to whenever they go back to the UK.
And Jeff Bezos, with his longtime girlfriend, is engaged after the two have been linked since January 2019. Over the weekend, the company has been spotted. They were spotted on Jeff Bezos' $500 million yacht, and photographers caught a glimpse of her engagement ring. This is kind of the crazy part for me. While close-ups of the ring haven't been out yet, they did say that it's between 15 to 20 carats and estimated to be at least $2 million.
$2 million for an engagement ring from Jeff Bezos seems a little on the cheap side to me.
I was thinking, like, why didn't he propose in space?
Yeah, I mean, he could have proposed in space. I would think, you know, for him, a $20 million engagement ring would be like me spending, you know, $30 for an engagement ring.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, you spent $500 million on a boat. Why
$2
not?
Million for an engagement ring. Step up our game, Jeff.
Yeah.
All right, $450. When we come back, this is one of my nightmares. A Florida man got quite the unwelcome visitor in his home recently. We'll tell you what that was. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. The text line, 437-1620. Busy a couple days on the roads here. We've had issues in Gulf Breeze along the 3 Mile Bridge today. I-10, seeing quite a bit of backups here. Texts are also letting us know, or at least asking the question, which we have not heard, but we are seeing this as well, that the bridge on Highway 29 near Barth Bridge Road is underwater. The bridge is underwater. So we have seen that as well. We don't have confirmation of that, but if you are out in the area, if you can, you know, let us know, text us in at 437-1620 to see if we can confirm that, and we'll certainly get that information out. But yes, I did see that as well, but I've not been able to confirm that so far. As far as everything else going on the roads right now, we'll get an update on the roads and weather together. Gracie?
We're still seeing slow-moving traffic right now on I-10. This is going to be in both directions, especially, though, eastbound heading towards Santa Rosa County over the Escambia Bay Bridge and westbound heading towards Pine Forest in between Pine Forest and I-110. This is going to be due to the weather. It looks like it's starting to move out, but just keep that in mind. We also have some heavy delays over 98 throughout Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point, and an accident on South Fairfield Drive just north of 98 in West Pensacola right near the Circle K. We have a few slowdowns there due to an accident. If you do see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Let's get a look from Alan Strum on our weather.
Heading through tonight, there's still a chance a shower or a thunderstorm will pop up, and overnight lows will be falling down into the 60s. So a slight cool down is headed our way. Now, during the day on Wednesday, look for some cloud cover in the skies and sun at times. If we end up with more clouds, we may only have a high of about 80 degrees. There's a little bit of a chance a shower still pops up on Wednesday, but the rest of the week and the Memorial Day weekend look dry and mostly sunny. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It is 77 in Pensacola, 77 in Milton, and 76 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic and weather together. Also, Bands on the Beach is canceled for tonight. So this Tuesday night, we are not going to be having Bands on the Beach on Pensacola Beach.
Quick headlines before we get to Channel 3's 5 o'clock update here. According to Fox News, Governor Ron DeSantis will be announcing his presidential bid tomorrow evening at 5 our time, and he'll do it on Twitter in a conversation with Elon Musk. If that is indeed the case, we will have that live right here on Pensacola right now. Former President Trump's New York criminal case will go to trial next March. He appeared virtually in court as that court date was set. Trump has pleaded not guilty to all 34 felony counts related to alleged hush money paid to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Here locally, Escambia deputies continuing to look into that weekend shooting on Paula Avenue. Hearing from Sheriff Chip Simmons today, saying that the location where the shooting happened, deputies had been out there more than 40 times in the last year.
It's a rental house, and the people that have in the past been renting it, and I'm having to lump them all together now,
yeah,
because now we have a homicide in that area. But apparently they're just some activity there that is conducive to this sort of thing.
And late yesterday, the shooting victim identified as 25-year-old T.J. Johnson. Other local notes, the city of Pensacola says the improvements are continuing to roll in on the Jefferson Street parking garage as it's getting a badly needed makeover. Some of the improvements, new lighting, pressure washing, and additional cameras have already been installed, and new landscaping, a new welcome sign, interior painting and restriping is still to come. Also, the future of the Malcolm Young Gym up in the air. The city is still looking for the best path forward. But the idea floated out there today by Mayor D.C. Reeves that it could be the site of a potential future affordable housing project, although he said so far no real conversations have been had yet, but it's something that they will start exploring. And the National Park Service says the Pensacola Bay Ferry is adding stops to the Fort Pickens area starting Friday. Friday and Saturday service to Fort Pickens, downtown Pensacola, and Pensacola Beach ahead of the Memorial Day weekend. Governor Ron DeSantis again planning on announcing his candidacy tomorrow at 5 and sporting a new Twitter handle, dropping the FL. Now it's just at Ron DeSantis, his wife Casey doing the same thing. And Gracie, we teased this before our final break of the hour. Pretty interesting one, and down in South Florida, a man got quite the unwelcome guest.
Yeah, a Florida man got quite the unwelcome visitor in the bathroom. 58-year-old John Ritter says that an iguana was sitting beside the toilet bowl. The bathroom sits on a standalone room just off the pool, and Rydell said that he was likely to have left the door open when taking the dogs for a walk.
Have you seen the picture of the iguana that was in that toilet?
Oh, my goodness. I think I'm too scared to look at it.
No. that's one of my deepest fears is finding a snake or something like that in my toilet.
Actually, when I was in kindergarten, I went to the bathroom and there was a frog in it.
No.
Yeah, I haven't been the same since.
Nope. Also, a former soldier from Nepal lost both of his legs to an IED in Afghanistan 13 years ago, but last week, Hari Buddha made history becoming the first person to scale Mount Everest after losing both legs above the knee. He used special prosthetics with spikes to help him climb. That is...
wow.
Really impressive. Way more than anything I could hope to accomplish.
With two legs.
Yeah, exactly. WAR 5 o'clock news is next.